lifted up his eyes and beheld the plain of Jordan, and it was well watered everywhere before the Lord, and destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. And that was before it was destroyed. And even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, and thou comest unto Zoar. And the lot chose him all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves one from the other. And Abram dwelt in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelt in the cities of the plain, and pitched his tent toward Sodom. And with many mistakes we made reading, that's reading down to the 12th verse of the 13th chapter. And I want to go over here, and this was what I was going to take my reading lesson out of the third chapter of Titus. Brother Marty read some of that this morning on the radio. But I want to take my my text, as you might say, and then we'll talk about a little bit about Lot and Abraham. But it says, but avoid foolish questions, genealogies, contentious strivings about the law, for they are unprofitable and vain. Now, I want you to listen to me today. Lot and Abraham had got to a place that there was strife amongst their brethren. Their cattle herdsmen had got to a place that they was fussing over where they was going to feed and water the cattle. There wasn't enough room for both of them. And they got down to a place that Lot, I want you to know, Abraham loved Lot. And Lot loved Abraham so much so that he went with him when he shouldn't have. But listen to me, there was a love there, and they wanted things to work. Abram wanted things to work out good. But listen to me, he got to a point they had to separate. And I pray that I'll never let myself or see anybody that I love get to a point that they can't keep from strifing about things, that they let it come to a point that they have to separate. We see it all the time in our ranks, in our old missionary Baptist. Right now we're split up in worse ways than I could ever imagine when I was a boy. I want you to realize there ain't four churches that can fellowship one another because they've come about strife. They've come about division. They come about things we have in all these things, and we've separated ourselves because we couldn't get along. That's dangerous. You see what it's done and what it's going to do to our children and our grandchildren. People, I want to tell you something. We need to get away from these things. Listen, now we're going to go to our text. And I, like I said, avoid is to keep away from. It says avoid. Pay attention to me today. That means get away from it. I want you to know right now, any of y'all that really know me, my wife knows this, and any of y'all close enough know me, no, I hate controversy. I cannot stand it. It gets on my nerves so bad. I do not like arguing. I do not like fussing. I do not like fighting. I don't like going through all these things. And probably honestly, I don't want to do it. And if I can keep from it, I'm not going to do it. So listen to me what it said here. Avoid foolish questions. I hear people say all the time when somebody says, I want to ask a stupid question. And then they'll say, there ain't no such thing as a stupid question. And I'm thinking, have you not? If you're teaching and you've not read the Word of God good enough to know that there ain't stupid questions, you don't need to be teaching. Listen, I'm being honest. Foolish, if you look the definition up in Strong's, it says stupid. Avoid stupid and unlearned questions. Why do you avoid them? Because they bring about strife. They sure do. When you ask the question, listen to me. A lot of times I'll say this. I'm the one doing it a lot of times. And no better. You know why? And listen to me, because the very words we say. Somebody will be teaching on something I don't agree with or talking about something I don't agree with. And instead of just going and using the Word of God a little bit, and how I say, well, let me be the devil's advocate for a minute. You know what I do? I ask them a question that I know that's going to bring about strife. I know it's going to tear down everything that they just said. I know it. You know what I do? I do it anyway. That's wrong. Because you just said you're going to be the devil's advocate. You're going to work for him. And you know it's fixing to bring strife. Even though you may be right and they're wrong, if you go about it in a way to make them look like an idiot and you look like you know something, then you have just asked a stupid question. Help me that I won't do that. Brother Tom, we don't need to do that. Just because we might know a little more than somebody else, we never try to make nobody look bad. There ain't nothing I despise anymore. And somebody make me look dumb because I've been that way all my life. And why would we want to do anybody else that way? Why would we do that? You know why? Because of pride and envy. Not esteeming our brother higher than ourselves. That was so important. Paul mentioned it more than once. But foolish and unlearned questions avoid knowing they do gender strife. Twice. He said, just leave it alone. And then he goes on, but avoid foolish questions and genealogies. All of them, Pharisees, every one of them wanted to claim they were seed of Abraham. You know why? Because Abraham's seed was to inherit would be as the sands of the seashore, the stars of the sky. If they're Abraham's seed, then they're the children of God. Now I want you to realize I am of Abraham's seed. Abraham was to be circumcised. God told him to circumcise his flesh. I want you to know I have been. But it's been right in here in the heart. I am a Jew. I am a son of Abraham. It's no need to argue about things like that. But people, I want you to realize Paul, I believe it was Paul and Barnabas. No, they would say some say they were Paul, some of Barnabas. I want you to realize God's the one gave the increase. So it ain't no need to argue. I hear people say I'm a member of so-and-so old time, so-and-so missionary Baptist church. That makes them a little bit better than me. That's the way it is, Brother Tom. That's the reason you can't get appointments somewhere. We're old-timey. We're not like these over here. If you're saying that, don't say it. Because all that does is bring about strife. It's putting you on a high pedestal and putting everybody else down. We don't never need to do that, Hilltop Church. If you're out bragging about how good we are, stop doing it. Brag on how good God is and how good He's been to us. If we'll do that, it will work. It won't bring forth strife. But if you're being a jerk, it'll bring forth strife. And if it brings forth strife, people, it causes problems. I know that foolish and saying stupid was a little strong in that, but listen to me. I can't help what the definitions are. I can't help what the Word of God says. It is a little strong. And contentions. You know what contentions means? Anybody here? Debate. Have you ever been to a debate? Have you ever been to one that went well? Have you ever went one when everybody left this side over here and said, boy, we've lost and we're dumb and they over there, they were geniuses and they knowed all about it and we didn't know nothing? Most time when you leave, everybody's mad. Both sides feel like they won the debate. One side used everything they could to make the other side look bad. The other side used everything they could to make the other side look bad. And all it does is bring forth strife. And I hear people in their ranks all the time say, I think a good debate is good. It just told us it ain't. It just told us it brings forth strife. So why in the world would we want to debate? I can't stand that. It means debate means, if you're looking at that, it means controversy. And then every time you get into something controversial, then you start debating. When you start debating, if you're not careful, it won't be long, you'll start strifing. Because now when you hear me say that I don't like controversy and I don't like controversial subjects, it ain't that I don't want to learn the Word of God, I do. But I do not want the Word of God to tear down what we've got. Because if you're not careful, when you start debating subjects, you will end up tied down. And it ain't no sense in it. We've got the whole Bible to study. We don't have to get in so many controversial things. Contentions and strivings about what? The law. You want to know what the law is? Moses, that's what they had at the time, the prophets and the law. What was they striving and arguing about? The Word of God. You want to know why our churches are split? You want to know why we end up having so many divided churches, and you ever been in one that split? Something comes up, one side will take one side, other side will take his side, and they'll keep on, and they'll keep on, and they'll keep on, and they'll keep on. Won't shut up about it. Just keep bringing it up over and over until it tears a church apart. And then they'll sit back and the ones leave said, we won. What did you win? What did you win? We stood. We won. Half your kids are gone. Half your church is gone. And that's where our churches today are headed. You want to go around and visit. We're blessed. You look around here. We're blessed. But I want to tell you, it can happen to us just as easy. And it will happen to us if we don't avoid striving. Pray for me that I will avoid striving. Where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. Jealousy and fighting will ruin a church. And then you get the name for it. And once you get the name for it, it takes a whole lot to earn people's respect back. First Corinthians. Or no, Romans 16 and 17. says, now I beseech you, brother, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which we have learned, and avoid them. You want to keep debating things that we've not been taught and things that we've not been learned? Just do it. And you'll finally be marked, and everybody will avoid you. I don't believe in going out and talking about people. I ain't going to do it. But I will mark somebody. I will notice them, who they are and what they're doing, and then I will avoid them. And then when they get to where they come up to me and talk to me and I don't have much to say and they wonder why, because I don't want no part of that mess. When they call and I don't answer my phone, they can't figure out why, because I don't want no part of that mess. I do not like controversy and I do not like division. And before I'd be caught up in it, I'd be like Lot and Abram. I'd just go my separate way. Just can't do it. I ain't gonna do it. And I don't think none of us should do it. So y'all pray for me that I'd get better. And I'm gonna pray for you that you'd get better also. And when we come together and we discuss things, we'll discuss them out of love, respecting and lifting our brother, esteeming our brother higher than we do ourselves. And we would avoid things that we know is going to cause problems. Why do you want to wade off in waters if you know you're fixing to drown in them? I heard him say the other day, and I don't know the man that just killed me. I was listening to the radio, and they said that they'd arrested a man in Nashville that morning. The police had arrested, they had handcuffed him. They was trying to get him to the police car. From what I understand, the man took off running, handcuffed behind the back. You know what he done? He run into the Cumberland River. Handcuffed behind the back, he run into the river. Last I heard, they were still looking for that man. 90% of the time, if we ain't careful, we feel like we get trapped, we get handcuffed, we don't know what other way to go, and then we wade off into waters that we shouldn't have no business in. And we drown. Be careful about the waters you get in. Because if you ain't careful, they'll bring forth strife. They'll bring forth division. And they'll destroy your church. So avoid foolish and unlearned questions. Avoid having debates. Don't just stand on the side and listen to them. Get away from them. Avoid arguing about the Word of God, fighting over the Word of God, because that will never win nobody. Nobody. If you're going to win them, if you don't do it out of love, if love don't win them, nothing will. Being a jerk will never win nobody. And that's something I'm trying to learn. So y'all pray for me that I'd be able to do that. I'd handle myself in the correct way. And I'm going to pray for you that you won't do that. I love this church. Brother Tom talked about what it meant to him. It's been my life now for a long time. I would never intentionally hurt this church. All I'm asking for you to do is do the same. Don't hurt it. I made this statement last Sunday night while I was here. Brother Corey, you done a good job preaching. I was talking to our children. Listen to me a second, children. I know y'all get tired. I know you do. I know practicing and all that. But I made a statement. This is bigger than us. And here it is. This is the kingdom of heaven. This is the Lord's church. This is bigger than my feelings. It's bigger than your feelings. This is what's been brought to us from Christ Himself, who set it up there on the mountain, and it's been handed down through generation after generation, from mother church. It's traveled all around the world. Listen, this is more important than us. And it's more important than your feelings. It's more important than mine. It's more important what I think and what you think. Behave yourselves. And pray for me that I'll behave mine. That's my message.